Decades ago, Save the Whales was more than just a mocking cliche about environmentalists. It was a rallying cry to literally save some of our planet's most majestic creatures. And it helped change the way many of us thought about nature. The movement to save the whales has also largely been successful, by the way. Here's the latest indication. A new study has just found that the population of blue whales, the biggest of all whales in the eastern Pacific, seems to be back to near historic levels. Trevor Branch at the University of Washington in Seattle is co-author of the report. And Dr. Branch, how many blue whales are there now off your coast these days?
We think there are about 2,200 blue whales off the west coast of the U.S.
Comparing it to when?
Well, they started off before whaling about 2,200 blue whales in this northeast Pacific population. Whaling started in 1905, but before that, the boats weren't fast enough, the harpoons weren't good enough to chase after blue whales and catch them. So we know pretty much when whaling started. Whaling hit a peak in the late 1920s when more than half the population was caught in 5 years. And then in the 1960s, there was another period when the Soviet Union had a massive fleet of whaling vessels and they were catching whales and not reporting what they were catching. So after the Soviet whaling, they went back down to about 60% of what was there. And since 1971, there have been no catches at all, and 4 decades of recovery have worked well.
Well, as we started off by saying, it seems like the bumper stickers worked. How do we know this, though?
People go out in boats, and you take lots and lots of pictures of blue whales, and they have unique markings on their sides. So you can tell when you've re-sighted the same blue whale. You can use a bit of math in those photographs to come up with current numbers.
Now, I'm in our studios here, and we have a big map of the world on the wall, and the Pacific Ocean looks like a pretty big place. How exactly do you go out and count whales?
Well, we're pretty lucky off this coast that most of our blue whales come within a few dozen miles of the coast, and so you can photograph most of them.
Okay, so we're talking about a specific group of whales.
Yeah, we're talking about what we call either California-Mexico population or the Northeast Pacific population. Globally, most of the blue whales that ever existed used to be in the Antarctic, and that population has gone down to very low levels. We estimate that something like 99.85% of all of those blue whales were caught. And even now, even after a few decades of recovery, they're probably only at 1% of what they used to be. Okay. So if you want the sort of whole world picture, we're probably at about 5 or 10%. It's really only this California population that's doing well.
So this is kind of a good news, bad news story. And when we did talk about the Save the Whales campaign, it's not just blue whales. But I wonder what's so important about this particular group of whales?
They're the biggest animal that's ever existed on the Earth. They're 3 times bigger than the biggest dinosaur that ever existed. So they're just iconic. They were really the face of the Save the Whales campaign.
What do people do with whales?
Back in the day, a lot of them were used for margarine and soap.
Oh, jeez.
when they were caught in the 60s, it was mostly for meat to feed the Soviet Union.
Wow. What are the biggest threats now to these humongous creatures?
The biggest threat right now is ship strikes. You know, even though blue whales are big, these cargo ships are something like 1,000 times bigger than a blue whale, and any collision between a blue whale and a cargo ship is not going to end well. So it's thought that somewhere around 10 or 11 per year are hit by cargo ships off the west coast and killed. And even though our study suggests this isn't stopping them recovering, it's still well above the U.S. legal limit, and people are trying to move the shipping lanes. They're trying to slow down the ships to reduce those deaths as much as they can.
Trevor Branch is at the University of Washington in Seattle. Trevor, thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much.